Let's turn to John chapter 10. We've been teaching on hearing from God. I'm just going to cover a few things, but I want to get the heart of this out. And you pray and keep your antennas up so that you hear from God what he's saying this morning. This is not a message of condemnation. This is not a message of beating up everybody. This is a word from heaven to stir us. A good father watches our progress, and if he doesn't see the right, correct progress, he reaches down to those who will listen and do something. He thinks that much of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John chapter 10 and verse 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Hallelujah. Now, just as sort of a recap here, Romans 8, you can turn there, Romans chapter 8. And let's look at verse 14, 15, and 16. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And I will again read from a few other translations. The Complete Jewish Bible in verse 16 says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our own spirit. So there's a co-witness. The Weymouth translation, the Spirit himself bears witness along with our own spirits. The Knox translation says, the Spirit himself thus assures our spirit. And the J.B. Phillips said, the Spirit himself endorses our inward conviction that we really are the children of God. So when we are hearing from God, there should be a witness or a co-witness. I have an inward conviction to go in this particular direction. I have an inward conviction to do something, and then there's an assurance, there's an endorsement, there's a co-witness to my conviction. Does that make sense? Amen. So there's an endorsement to your conviction. So God, by his Spirit, will either endorse or not your inward conviction. And we all know if we feel a peace, an inner peace, that inner peace is an endorsement that the direction you're going in is like a green light. It's okay to keep moving in that direction. But if you sense something that's not right, or there's an unsettlement or not a peace, that's not an endorsement, right? That's what that means. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he endorses, or he assures, or he testifies, or he bears witness with our spirit by his Spirit. Amen. So now, I want to jump over here this morning, and I want us to I'm taking a little bit of my time to share this because I want us to get the full impact. The word that came forth with such emphasis and clarity is how I sense in my spirit that God is waiting for the church to wake up and move and do something. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1. And I'll tell you the message title that I have, and of course I haven't discussed this with anybody, I haven't talked with anybody, but the title for this message this morning is called Moved by the Spirit. Moved by the Spirit. Say moved by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 1. If you're complacent, there's no movement. You're not moving. You're complacent. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being what? Fruitful in every good work, and what? Increasing. Say increasing. In what? So we should never be complacent where our fruit bearing is concerned and where our knowledge of the Word of God is, should we? We should never be status quo. I should be setting some goals, setting some place that I'm like, I'm not satisfied. I want more of God. I want more of the gifts of the Spirit. What is that going to take? It's going to take time with God, time in His Word. And we went through this. What you set your mind to is what you open your heart up to. You set your mind on worldly things that are not spiritual, you will grow and increase in some things, but they won't be spiritual. Amen. So if you want to increase in the knowledge of God, you got to spend time in the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Amplified, it says, and steadily growing, listen to this, steadily growing in the knowledge of God with deeper faith, clearer insight, and fervent love for His precepts. If there's complacency, there's no fervency. When you're fervent, you can look it up, it means you're hot. If you're complacent, there's lukewarmness and coldness. If you're complacent. And we know what God thinks about that. He's not too happy with it. He's not happy with lukewarmness and complacency. He wants a fervent heart, fervent towards the things of God and to Him. Fervency. Hallelujah. So, fervency and motivation from the heart will be rooted in revelation that comes from the Word of God. Can't be separated from that. I heard Brother Hagin say this, you know, he said, the gifts of the Spirit and the move of the Spirit should come from a overflow of the Word of God coming out of us. And the joy of the Word bubbling up inside will move, the Holy Ghost will move in that setting. See. So fervency means something being hot, exhibiting or marked by great intensity, zealousness. Hallelujah. I'm just writing some things down that the Holy Ghost kind of stirred my heart to write down. You bear with me. It says, when there's fervency from the heart in prayer, that is because the God kind of faith is involved. When the God kind of faith is there, there's a stirring from the heart. So when there's complacency, one has to ask, is faith, the God kind of faith, working? I'm just talking about examining myself. You're out there, I'm talking to myself here. Because this is self-examination. If I'm not red hot, if I'm not hot, then I have to ask myself, is faith stirring me? Right? Because faith will move you to do something. Faith will stir your heart. If you've all had faith rise up in your heart, you didn't sit there. You did something. You moved. You weren't complacent. Right? Say amen.
Amen.
As Brother Hagin used to say, or say oh me. But it's so anyhow. When the God kind of faith is involved, then we've heard from God. And where do we hear from God? Faith. The God kind of faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So it stirs the heart. And the more we feed, the more faith comes. It stirs this heart. What did Jesus do when he was here? He was the Word. And he said he had what? Compassion. And he did something. He healed them all. He wasn't complacent. And God is saying, get up and move. Brother Hagin shared this while he was alive. He said, the days of the mega churches are over. He said, I see God. This is what he saw in the spirit. He said, I see God building strong local churches and learning how to flow and move with the Holy Ghost. And so God is raising up strong local churches, but they can't be complacent. They've got to learn to flow and yield and hear the Holy Spirit and yield and move with Him. Amen. And I will say this, if you're moving with Him and you're spending time and you're working with the Spirit of God, wonderful. There's always more. So if you're complacent where you are, if you feel I've reached a place there's no more, we still miss it. There's still more. Where we can be more productive with God. And I'll say this, if you're sitting there grinding your teeth at me, then grind them at God. Because He is trying to reach down and touch our hearts. He's a loving God. He's a loving Father. This church was His idea. This local church. He raised it up. It was His idea. And so in order for it to be fulfilled, we have to be yielded to Him. Amen. So don't get locked into the way, well, this is the way it used to be. You know, sometimes we hear that little mantra, Pastor Greg and I, and we go, you know what, I don't want to hear that because the way it used to be ain't no more. Because the minute you move ahead in time, it's not the same. So you can't say the way it used to be. You'd be regressing. You'd be going backwards. So the minute I go forward in time, it ain't the way it used to be. Because time has changed. We're moving forward. Things are moving. They're changing. So when you say this the way it used to be, you're complacent. I may just say that to you. Shake you out of that little mantra. Because my heart is not satisfied where we are. I'm not satisfied where I am spiritually. I want more. I desire more. That means I'm going to have to spend more time with him if I want him to do more through me and be more, and what do we say? And bear more fruit. Right? Amen. Let's turn over to James chapter 5 for a moment. We're talking about hearing from God, but now we're talking about being moved by the Spirit. That's all part of hearing from God. When I hear from God, I am being moved by His Spirit. Right? So we're still not outside of the scope of this lesson. James chapter 5. Did you get there? In verse 16. It says, confess. I'm reading from the King James. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, or pray for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of who? Are you righteous?
Yes.
Does what?
Availeth
much. So that means when there's a prayer that's fervent and it's heartfelt, whether I'm praying or saying, if I'm directed by the Holy Ghost and it's fervent and heartfelt, it avails much. And so let me read this from the Amplified. It says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. This is the translator's translation. The good man's prayer is very powerful because God is at work in it. So that makes me want to sit down and go, if it wasn't heartfelt and it wasn't fervent, God ain't in it. Makes you think, doesn't it? Because some of us pray things, but was it really stirred and heartfelt? Or was it just some words we prayed? Because when it is, much power is available and God is in it. And something changes. This is the New Life Translation. The prayer from the heart of a man right with God has much power. The Weymouth Translation, the heartfelt supplication of a righteous man exerts a mighty influence. Think about this. When Peter was in jail, it said Peter was kept in prison. This is Acts 12:5. This is the Amplified. But the fervent and persistent prayer for him was being made to God by the church. The fervent and persistent prayer. They didn't just forget about him, see what happens. They made fervent and persistent prayer, and he came out. Hallelujah. the fervent, heartfelt prayers of the saints will change the direction of this nation and our local area, our state. But we've been silent and complacent. Where things are concerned in this nation, things may be going on in your home, things may be going on with your children, things may be going on in your body. What are you complacent with? You know, you may have started in faith, but you know, sometimes we can start with fervency and we're hot. But then we become discouraged in this race. And then we give up and become complacent, don't we? But I don't read that in the Bible. I read that the heartfelt, fervent prayer of a righteous one, much power is available. And God is in the middle of it. I don't read anywhere in there that tells us to become complacent, or in other words, for us to become complacent. Let me read this. This is in Proverbs from the New Living Translation. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32 and 33. This is the New Living Translation. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. So we can be destroyed because of our complacency. If we continue to be complacent where this nation is concerned, it will be destroyed. And we'd have to step up and say we were foolish, because we did not step up to the plate and seek God. Amen. Here's another thought. Just like complacency in a marriage, where we can begin to take one another for granted, and we become complacent with one another because we take one another for granted. And you can become complacent in a marriage and you stop discovering each other. You stop learning about each other because you know everything. So you become complacent. And the fire starts to wane. And many a marriage has gotten into trouble because of that, because they become complacent with each other. And the same way we can become complacent with God. Hey, everything's fine with me, everything's good. And you're lukewarm. Just like in a marriage, it can become lukewarm. And it can go from lukewarm to cold. And many a marriage have gotten into divorce because they go separate ways. Say amen.
Amen.
God is trying to wake us up from our sleep and stop being complacent. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And look at verse 7. Says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to just a select few. Say what? So does that mean you? So that means the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? To profit with all. The Amplified, it says, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and for profit. You know, sometimes we wait and we say, okay, who are the ones used by God? No, this says everyone is used in different ways. But there should be a stirring when we come into service, that we've spent time, that when we come together to fellowship, one has a word, one has a song, one has a prophecy. There is God manifested in various ways in our midst. This is the Message translation. It says, each person, this is 1 Corinthians 12:7 in the Message. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. So the Spirit of God is endeavoring for all of us to get up and move. Hallelujah. Turn over to 2 Peter, if you would. 2 Peter 1:21. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 21. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. They were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost. And when they moved, they spake as inspired by the Holy Ghost. Let me read this in another translation, the Amplified. It says, for no prophecy ever originated because some man willed it. To do so, it never came by human impulse. But men spoke from God who were born along, moved and impelled by the Holy Spirit. They were moved by the Holy Spirit. What are we moved to do? What are we being moved by the Holy Spirit to do? Just go to our job 9 to 5? There's more to it than that. Just come to Sunday service. There's more to it than that. We need to be compelled by God to do something. Amen. Otherwise, we're complacent. Turn over to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. This is talking about Paul here. Verse 22, it says, and now, behold, he's talking about Paul now, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. In other words, he was moved to go to Jerusalem, not knowing. But he was moved to do something. What are we moved to do? Listen to the Amplified. And now you see I am going to Jerusalem, bound by the Holy Spirit and obligated and compelled by the convictions of my own spirit. He was moved in his spirit to go to that place. And I can tell you today, I am moved to share this. You know, I like my sleep, but when you get woke up at 4 in the morning and you hear something, I am moved by God to share this. What you do with it, you will be responsible for it. But I'm doing my part. I am moved in my spirit. I am stirred and compelled, like my dear sister, to share with you. We cannot be complacent anymore. Wherever we're at, it's time to move. Turn to Philippians, if you would. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, I'm going to just read this from the King James. Yea, doubtless I count all things for but loss. For what? The excellency of the knowledge of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power, see what? I may know him and what? The power of his resurrection. That means there's something stirring. There's something moving me. The power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. My God. He didn't consider himself mature or perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. What do I do? Forget those things that are behind and move forward. Forget those things that are behind. What does it say? And doing what? Reaching forth unto those things which are before. God has shown us some things before. We're to reach for those. I do what? Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, let us therefore, as many as be perfect or mature, we're considered mature. Be what? Thus minded. And if in anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. We are to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's time to get up and move. as directed by the Holy Ghost. I'm not trying to tell you to get emotional and get up and just go all over the place. I'm not talking about that, but I dare say some of you in here know by the Holy Ghost things you should be doing, and we're not. He's saying, get up and move towards what I've told you to do. Amen. Time is short. It is not the time to complain about our nation. It's the time that much power is needed to shift it. And the fervent, heartfelt prayers of the righteous will change it. If you don't like something, let that heartfelt prayer come out. If you don't like something going on in your house, get on your face. Hallelujah. If you don't like something about this church, get on your face. Pray. Find out what God wants to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more complacency. It is a time for us to be stirred in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is anybody receiving this morning? And this is not a message for just the adults. If you're here today and you're a teenager or a youth, someone that's in their teens or 20s or 30s, you ought to be full of fire with the Holy Ghost. Because he said, my sheep. He didn't say only the mature ones know my voice. He said the sheep. That means if you're born again and you're a young child or a middle-aged or a teenager, you know his voice. So when are you going to be the agent of change? When are you going to be the one to change something where you are? Because God, let me go back and read this again. We'll close with this. In 1 Corinthians 12:7, it says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And the Message translation says, every person is given something to do that shows who God is. Wherever you go, whether it's a high school, a grade school, a college, your job, every person is given something by the Spirit to let people know who God is. It's no longer being a closet Christian. It is no longer the time to be quiet. It is no longer the time to be complacent. It's the time to let God be God and let him be God in us and through us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm finished. But receive it as from the Lord, because I'm on assignment to get that out. And even me, I'm reflecting, what have I been complacent with? What am I allowing in my life and not desiring it, not fervent to see it change? Every one of us, it's different. Amen. Father, I thank you today. Let these words be sealed in our hearts. Remind us, stir us to action. Just like the troops come to attention, Father, we repent for our complacency. We repent for the things that we've allowed and not come to you and get direction to change. Father, we will not have this nation anymore in the condition it's in. We will not allow things to continue in our families the way they've continued. We will not allow anymore the devil to steal and to kill and to destroy. We are not a silent church, but we are a church stirred and impelled by the Holy Ghost to action, to speak, to voice your will in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.